Tonight, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley escalating the administration's war of words against Iran.
It's hard to find a conflict or a terrorist group in the Middle East that does not have Iran's fingerprints all over it.
In an unprecedented step, displaying parts of missiles brought to a U.S. military base, what she calls irrefutable evidence Iran violated UN resolutions by supplying weapons fired last month at a civilian airport in Saudi Arabia, launched by rebels in Yemen. The missiles stamped with the logo of an Iranian manufacturer.
Just imagine if this missile had been launched at Dulles Airport or JFK, or the airports in Paris, London, or Berlin. That's what we're talking about here. That's what Iran is actively supporting.
A dramatic photo op to build a case against Iran, to justify the president's larger goal, finally withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, despite widespread support for the agreement from European allies and the UN.
I think Haley was trying to buy him a little political space by underlining for the world that Iran's behavior in the region is very bad, even though it's not directly related to the nuclear agreement.
And Lester, tonight, Iran called Haley's evidence fabricated, setting the stage for a diplomatic showdown next month when President Trump has to again decide whether to withdraw from the nuclear deal, further isolating him, if he does, from most of America's closest allies.